Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
On this boat, Andy Williams, Friday, we have 39 degrees.
Yeas are 69, the nays are 28, and the bill is passed.
There you have a little bit of the avoiding the government shutdown until February or something to that effect. We'll get some details on that as well. We have Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks. From Andy Williams to one of my colleagues announcing a vote. Whoa, Christmas time. It's absurd. It's absurd that two or three members of the Senate every year threaten a government shutdown. It's two or three of the most radical right-wing senators. It's not, you know, it's not Rob Portman. It's not even Mitch McConnell. It's two or three that just want to threaten that, and it sends, you know, and some people, it changes their lives because they got to think, what happens if my job goes away? What happens if we don't get this service? And it's too bad, but it's just, it should be better. But fortunately, we did the right thing last night, and that will pass.
Spending some late nights these days, I guess?
Well, it's my job, and I never complain about that. So lots of people do spend late nights, and I'm privileged to have the people of Lorain and Elyria who have voted for me for, I guess, damn near 30 years. So thank you for that. To Craig and Bruce and people listening. But I know this isn't time for a commercial. But, yeah, we've been here late, but so what?
Yeah, well, that's true. Exactly right. You know, the other thing, well, what about the baseball shutdown? I don't want to jump right into that.
Yeah, I don't know what to, you know, the thing about, now you know what a big Indians fan I am, and I see one of the Indians owners' families running for the Senate, and I'm hopeful rather than spend money on a Senate race, they actually go into the market and sign a really good pitcher or a really good first baseman that can hit. But nonetheless, Reyes I like, but I'm not sure. I think he's more of a DH. But anyway, I read the other day that Scherzer's contract, the new pitcher for the Mets, he makes more in 1 year than the entire Indians roster. I mean, it's just so all this offseason work stoppage stuff, as important as labor is to me, as pro labor as I am, I don't care about this. I just want to see baseball, sort of a box in all their houses. And as Joe Morgan said, the old Reds player and announcer said, baseball has to be the best game ever invented because the owners have tried to ruin it for 100 years and it's still there. So I just want to watch them in the field. I don't care about all this other stuff.
Well, let's talk about some other things you were doing. You've been traveling to the different parts of Ohio more recently. You were in the northwest part of the state. Discussing more of the infrastructure investment in public transit and other areas. Talk a little bit about getting that information out to the public of how this infrastructure bill.
Yeah, this infrastructure bill is the biggest thing Congress has done on infrastructure, and I think in my lifetime. And I think about the really big bridges, maybe a bridge across the Black River in Lorain County. I also think about the little bridges. I grew up in, even though I lived in Lorain years, grew up in Mansfield, and worked on a family farm, and you drive a hay wagon over these little culvert bridges. There are hundreds and hundreds of those that are in disrepair around the state that those need fixing. But one thing I really like in this bill, and Senator Portman and I teamed up on this language, we wrote the strongest Buy America provisions ever in a bill, a federal law, and that means that no more, if we're going to rebuild a bridge over the Black River or over the Ohio River, it's not going to be Chinese steel. If it's American taxpayers, it's American workers and American jobs, and that's the way it's going to be from now on. And this is a huge investment in broadband, in highways and bridges and water and sewer lines. We know that Ohio, this is a pretty unbelievable number, Ohio has 600,000 pipes, more than any state but Illinois, 600,000 pipes that are lead contaminated running from the main water line into people's homes. And we've got to replace those over the next 10 years, 15 years, and we've got to do it as fast as we can, and we've got to use American materials and American workers.
I bring this item up referring to that maybe in a different sort of way. In today's Chronicle-Telegram in Elyria, reporting that the Biden administration has double tariffs on Canadian softwood lumber at a time when lumber prices are at all-time highs and more might be needed for the Build Back Better campaign. Do you support those higher tariffs?
Well, I generally do when it protects an American business. I don't know enough about this one. The steel tariffs, the answer would be an absolute yes. I don't know exactly what they're thinking on this one. I know the cost of housing has gone up with the cost of lumber price, the cost of lumber. I also know, I talked to some home builders. I remember being pretty shocked talking to home builders, but maybe 8-10 months ago. I think they were in Sandusky, if I remember, talking about how prices had jumped so quickly because of the pandemic and shortages and borders and all the things that were happening. They've now come back down appreciably, but I don't know if they've come down enough. So I'm not avoiding your question. I just don't know the answer to it.
Well, you do know the answer about the boards on Playhouse Square, the stages where you were talking about.
Yeah.
Something here, this is interesting. I like the government. The SVOG, the Shuttered Venue Operations Grant, and also the Save Our Stages legislation. What was this all about that you were?
Well, yeah, it's with the Playhouse Square is the largest theater complex in the country, in North America, outside of Broadway, outside of New York. So it's a big deal. They all had to shut down, including the Palace Theater in Lorraine. I mean, all the things at LC that they do and all the performances everywhere in the country had to shut down. Arts venues were probably hit harder than almost any. Arts venues and tourism were hit the hardest by the pandemic. So just like we invested in airlines, we invested in restaurants so they didn't just go out of business never to return. We also invested in the arts. And Playhouse Square benefited with $8 million. They're up and running. They're going to perform Nutcracker this weekend. They're requiring everybody to prove vaccination and wear a mask during Nutcracker. So I've watched Nutcracker in Lorraine before with my kids, and I know what it means to the Christmas season. I know what it means to introduce my daughter's first memory of any kind of show at all was Nutcracker when they, I think, were 3 and 5 years old. And so might have been a little premature on my mom's part and my part. But anyway, so it's an important part of our economy, and it's an important thing we did, and it will extend to community theaters and things as small as that and as big as Playhouse Square.
Sounds good. Well, Senator, we don't know if we're going to talk with you anymore between now and Christmas, but we wish you a Merry Christmas for you and your family as well. If not, then we'll keep updated with happening with what's going on in Washington and how that affects Ohio. Appreciate your time.
And you too. And Merry Christmas to everybody in Lorraine County. Thanks. See ya.